Good evening. It's 7 o'clock. In about another 15 minutes, there will be the memorial service for the woman who was killed at the intersection of Powder House Boulevard and Hardin Road. I know that the next DJ who is up, Edward Butchert, is going to be there and will be starting to film part of it for a public service announcement. But in the meantime, please, please be careful, especially at night, especially when people are in a hurry. Unfortunately, the woman who was bicycling in Boston and hit by a cement truck today has died. It's another needless tragedy, but the city of Boston is old, and a lot of our streets were actually cow paths at one point. Anyway, on to music. I read about this person performing and was definitely intrigued, but I was still pretty sick. And when I checked, they had sold out of online tickets, so I didn't get to see him really. But, you know, a pretty doggone good voice. Tell me what you think.
When the train come along, Lord, when the train come along, Lord, gonna meet you at the station. When the train come along, when the train come along, Lord, when the train come along, Lord, gonna meet you at the station. When the train come along, train come along, Lord, when the train come along, Lord, gonna meet you at the station, when the train come along. In Eisenbahnanähe ist die Zeit geworden, welche fehlt Passagieren, sei arm, sei reich, leuchtende Winder, nur als das Bisikuren, weil das ist eine Muschel entgegen euch. Wir sitzen da in die Waggonen, der Lokomotiv ist die Zeit. Er führt mit sich Menschen, Millionen, und er läuft wie mit Keulen und Streit. When the train come along, Lord, when the train come along, Lord, gonna meet you at the station. When the train come along, when the train come along, Lord, when the train jeder Pause ist eine Sekunde, jede Station ist da, jede Peschatke ist eine Stunde, jeder Pause ist ein Jahr. Dem Billett, was die hast in Tasch, das ist dein Masul, dein Reiseplan, wie sie fuhren und was war der Klass. Das ist bestimmt von Gott, der Direktor von Bahn. come along, Lord. When the train come along, Lord. Gonna meet you at the station. When the train come along. When the train come along, Lord. When the train come along, Lord. Gonna meet you at the station. When the train come along. Bei die Voxon klingt mit der Gleckel, die Kondukteuren springen herob. Es laufen Passagieren, jeder mit seinem Päckel. Willkommen zu und willkommen ob. Und als man heißt, herob gehen, todding sich nicht. Hus, du bist nicht sehr kein alter Mann. Dein Blatt ist heus und du lehnst im Süß. Also ist bestimmt von Gott der Direktor von der Bahn. When the train come along, Lord. When the train come along, Lord. You at the station when the train come along. When the train come along, Lord. When the train comes along, Lord. Gonna meet you at the station when the train come along.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Good evening. It's 7:15. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We heard from a great compilation album put out by Soul Jazz Records, Yoruba Songs and Rhythms for the Yoruba Gods in Nigeria. And we heard the homage to Oshun. And then Anthony Russell from his album Convergence gave us his version of a Yiddish song, Their Train. And that goes out to Joyce the Voice. We certainly hope she's back on the airwaves real soon now. In the meantime, we have segued from Celtic Dusk to Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and we continue with Dave the Bard's fine album detailing the story of the second branch of the Mabinogi, the tale of Avran and Avranwen.
We began our journey to Harlech, carrying the head of Bran. Not long after, we met a group of men and women, and we asked if they had any news. The news was not good. Not good at all. Caswallon, the son of Beli, had overrun the Island of the Mighty, and he was now the crowned king in London. He had attacked, and six of Caradoc's men had been killed. However, the story being told was that they had been attacked by a magical sword. No wielder could be seen, just the sword, hacking and slashing, and the blood. Caradoc's heart broke at the death of his men. And in the triads of the island of Britain, he will always be remembered as one of the three people who broke their hearts from sorrow. We were also told that my foster father, Pendaren David, had escaped, but he had been driven mad at the death and destruction around him and of the news from Ireland. He had fled to the forest, just as Myrddin would do some years later, after the Battle of Arderydd. The sword had been in the hands of Caswallon, who was wearing a magical cloak. He had not wished to kill Caradoc, who was, after all, his nephew and cousin's son. No, the news was not good, not good at all. We travelled to the court of Harlech, and when we arrived, we were regaled with the best food and drink. As soon as we began the feast, three birds came. We had to gaze far out to sea to catch sight of them. Yet their song was clear and true, as if they were in the court with us. Their song was the most beautiful sound we had ever heard. All other birdsong was harsh when compared to theirs. The peak of each wave on the ocean stood white in the sunlight, as if a million white horses galloped towards the shore. And then I knew these were my mother's birds. The birds of Rhiannon had arrived.
Life, it can feel just like falling sand from my open hands. I let it fall. Then on the wing, three birds begin to with heaven near sea. comfort me.
After 7 years had passed, we set out to Gwales in Pembrokeshire. There, high above the sea, we saw a magnificent hall with three doors. Two of the doors stood open, but the third door was closed, the one facing Cornwall. Manawydan pointed towards the door. There it is, the door we must not open. Time moves more slowly in the other world. What feels like just a day there can be a century in our world. Even more. Some have travelled to the other world to spend what just feels like a short time there. But on their return, all of those they knew, their loved ones, friends and family, had died of old age, and their names were only remembered from some distant ancient story. We spent 80 years in that hall in Gwales, and at no time did we feel any loss or grief from anything we had lived through during that bloody battle in Ireland. Bran's head was as good company as if it was upon his body. We had the best food and drink, and we smiled, laughed, and passed the time in good conversation and friendship with each other. Because of those 80 years, this was called the Assembly of the Noble Head. However, one day, Hailin, son of Gwyn, said, "Shame on my beard unless I open this door. I need to know now if what we were told is true." He opened the door and gazed out towards Cornwall and Aberhenvelin. In that moment, every loss, every heartache, all of the memories of death and destruction came upon all of us. I had never known such deep and utter loss and despair as I knew in that second. And above it all was the loss of our High King Bran. His head had stopped talking, stopped moving. As soon as the door opened, so his spirit gave flight and went to join the feasting halls of his ancestors in Annwn. None of us could rest until we had arrived in London with Bran's head. Although the road was long and our suffering was great, we came at last to the White Mount of Gwynfryn. There we dug a deep hole and placed the giant head of Bendigeidvran into the earth, with his face gazing across the Channel Sea. In the triads of the island of Britain, this is known as one of the three fortunate concealments, for no oppression would ever come across the sea unless the head was removed from the White Mount. It was King Arthur who caused one of the three unfortunate disclosures of this island when he dug it up, feeling that only he must be Albion's protector. Although the head was removed, the raven, the spirit of Bran, still stays at the White Mount in London to this day.
And that was Dave the Bard with The Fallen King, The Birds of Rhiannon, and The Company of the Noble Head from E. Mabinogi, The Second Branch. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. I do feel that I usually start out on the day, but February the 14th, Valentine's Day, owes a large part of its popularity to that British poet, Geoffrey Chaucer. The tradition that birds pair off today, which is of unknown origin, but which is approximately true for some species, seems to have been the reason why February the 14th became the great lovers' festival. Certainly the two obscure saints Valentine commemorated today have nothing to do with romance. February the 15th, sow early plants and protect them with a hot bed. At this time of year, you're really not advised, unless you have a very good working greenhouse or cold frame, to in the new of the moon, so borage, coriander, marjoram, radish, rosemary, and sorrel. February, in the early days, you were advised to finish up meat supplies before Lent comes. Ravens are now nesting. The ill-omened raven, one of the first British birds to nest, should by now be hatching its eggs. February the 19th, coltsfoot flowers, now appearing in most years, destroy molehills except in wet pasture land. Also, if you've planted snowdrops, they should be forming. February the 20th, the sun enters the house of Pisces. February the 21st, observe the feet, which are governed by Pisces, and be careful how you put on your shoes. And we'll be there to catch you up to the next latest. But I am reminded by one of my friends that even though February is Black History Month, it's like, could they have picked a month that was shorter? And the answer is no. So, therefore, various programs are here for enlightenment. Yes.
Trapped in the skylines of fluorescent charms, warm and timid touches being forced into unnatural acts, tears turning into delicate muscles that caress the night wind, telling it of the truth, telling it of the pain. Aren't we all so very human? Look, look, here comes the baddest dude on the block, and I turn around and see neatly dressed death walking down the street, charming all the grown-ups with a terrified smile, while handing out chocolate-covered crack lollipops to the children. Where have all the down studs gone? Where have all the down studs gone? Long time passing, long colors. Rich men dancing with limp dogs in the luxury of their shame. Their mouths foaming with dead languages while democratic lies pay at the moon. Why must the dark ages still play games with us? Blind splinters lost in a moment of a peaceful masquerade. Evil is an intruder, but why do we let it in? We have no one to blame but ourselves. We elevate and praise the wise men, but get lost in their wisdom. We feel the passion and truth of the poets, but kill them with thunderous applause. Is there anything not sacred anymore? Is there anything not sacred anymore? Honesty, justice, freedom, freedom, justice, honesty, all being devoured by Western imitations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is drowning out the tears of deception. If we had a power so tender as time, maybe then we could wipe this savage onslaught from our minds. The children dream from the twilight of indecision. We must make their dreams come true. Let us begin to talk to the brighter days with our eyes. The night belongs to the softness of our hearts. The new circle is beginning. Will we be there when it ends? We used to wonder why the ocean danced so childishly before the eyes of expression. We used to understand why the grass sighs so mysteriously from the days of winter's gone by. Look back, fallen lovers. How far have we come? How much further do we have to go? Life will never be the same. It may never again be perfect. It may never again be beautiful. But we must try, at least, to make it normal. To be poets. To be poets and send out the glorious resurrection of our minds. To be poets and charm the emptiness of this anticipation. To be poets and comfort this gentle grief of our souls. To be poets and bring sunshine to the mutiny of these meager days. Peace will dance with creation and the sadness of our beings, and everyone's uniqueness will fall like rain from the eyes of God is a friend. The phoenix will come from the flames this time. There will be no ashes to ashes. Love must be there when the dust clears. Ollie, 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 house in three. Ollie, 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 house in three.
Who attacked our country? Germ warfare.
the beginning of white being. No respect for the land, the trees, or the air we breathe. And Christianity was an excuse to bring others to their knees. America's a terrorist with a slave system in place. Terrorist. To take away the humanity of a darker race. Put people in chains, then beat them with whips. Made them give up their names, those who survived the slave ships. America's a terrorist. Chewing tobacco and eating swine. Being mean and nasty to those who treated him kind. Take a pregnant black woman, cut her belly open, and let the fetus fall out. Stomp the baby in the ground. To instill fear is what that was all about. Gang up on a black man, hang him from a tree. Cut him down and set him on fire for everyone to see. America's a terrorist with a howdy doody grin, using the Bible to keep others in check while America commits all the sin. Thou shalt not kill. That's not part of the American dream, because to kill is a thrill they love to show on the TV screen. Romance a gun just for fun. Drop a bomb just for charm. This is the American way. And all this talk about equality, justice, and peace. Spewing out of the mouths of these governmental beasts. But every time blacks tried to find a way to do for self, the American terrorist wasn't having it. And fear is all black folks felt. Rosewood was a town where blacks tried hard to thrive. White folks burned it down, and many blacks lost their lives. Now there was a town in Oklahoma called Black Wall Street. Blacks had homes, bank, lots of money, and stood strong on their own two feet. But now you see the whites nearby were jealous and just could not stand seeing blacks do so well. So they dropped not one, but two bombs on the town and created a living hell. America's a terrorist, feeding off racism and greed. Not cheering, not caring, but enjoying watching people bleed. Every time Jack Johnson fought and beat a white boy in the ring, white mobs would kill blacks at random because a black man was boxing's king. And all the wars we fought to try to win respect at home, but when the war was over, blacks were never treated like they belonged. Reign of terror. Tried to march for justice and the civil right to be treated fair. Attacked by dogs and fire hoses, living a life in total despair. Bombed a church in Birmingham while the children were in Sunday school. Took the lives of four little girls. Yes, this terrorist was just that cruel. American terrorism is like a virus that's homegrown and spreads across the planet too, selling guns and chemical weapons, gift wrapped in red, white, and blue. Soldier boys selling guns for hard drugs in exchange. It should be obvious by wants to admit, and pointing the finger at others is the ironic part of it. Dropped a bomb in Philadelphia to wipe out an organization called MOVE. Kill unarmed women and children because the police had something to prove. And all the Black Panthers who are trying to help their community, killed by the FBI for trying to bring about some unity. The drugs in the hood set folks up for no good, made unemployment high, education's laced with lies, locked the Black man up in jail, made him think he was born to fail, and no place are you safe. If you have a darker face, Emmett Till, Michael Griffin, Yusef Hawkins, Amadou Diallo, Trayvon Martin, James Byrd, just to name a few, died at the hands of American terrorists. No terrorism here. Ain't a damn thing new. CIA, FBI, Michigan Militia, and the police from coast to coast are the real American terrorists, and the government is the host. So now America says it's ready to engage in World War III, because what goes around has come around. Ha! But you can't kill what you can't see.
These young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere. A message, you can run, but you can't hide.
And that was The Sons of Kemet. My Queen is Nanny of the Maroons from Your Queen is a Reptile. Yeah, speaking about the English there. Before that was the Black Poets with We Must Be Sacred and Reign of Terror. Ed Butchert is in the station right now getting ready to do his show. He's got a couple of trainees, and we're going to give them a chance to go out in style with another one from the Sons of Kemet. My Queen is Ya Asantewa. And they get to fade that out whenever they're ready. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.